Turn it up loud, that's right. You say it, Tupac. Pump it up, Charlie.
What's good?
Word up.
What's going on? Happy Sunday. You good?
Happy Sunday. I'm good.
Tell me, what have you been eating? What are you eating right now?
I know I shouldn't be eating because it doesn't sound very good for the podcast, but I am totally obsessed with these grapes.
What makes them so good? They look like ordinary.
I know, they're right. They look like normal green grapes, but they're flavored like cotton candy. Boom.
Cotton candy grapes.
Who would have thought?
I never.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would thunk it?
Yeah. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
So they're, of course, they're genetic modified fruit.
Oh, yeah, because you don't usually get grapes that taste like cotton candy.
Yes. So I've been eating a lot of these cotton candy grapes. And apparently they come in other flavours as well.
You've
got different flavours as well, but
okay.
I haven't seen those at the shop, so yeah. Yes, anyways. Happy Sunday.
Yeah.
Happy weekend. Happy for another day. Good evening to all our listeners and to all the new listeners as well. Welcome
to hi.
Charlie and Ponyo,
yeah.
Episode 20.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, St. Pat's Day.
It is?
It's St. Pat's Day today.
What?
Drink on, drinkers.
I thought that's usually in October.
No, St. Patrick's Day.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if the internet said so.
If the internet says it, it must be true.
Yeah. Well, we were drinking last night.
Yeah.
Great house party.
I only just sobered up.
Hence the reason why for the delay of podcasts.
Yeah.
Uploading.
Yeah.
All good. No, it was a great night. So Charlie and Ponyo threw a house party. Well, we're at the age where we can't really call it a house party anymore, right?
Gathering, yeah.
Yes, it's gathering because there were kids.
Yeah.
And there were kids.
Times have changed.
But can I just say, I have so much respect for the guys that were there last night.
Why?
We weren't glued to our phones. We weren't glued to a screen. We were actually talking.
That's true.
We were actually laughing and having fun.
Yeah.
And eating.
Yeah.
And I don't
good
know.
Good food, good people, good vibes.
Exactly.
It was epic, man.
But I see so many. I've been to so many events where people constantly glued to their phone. It's so sad.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was so nice to have a
unplugged
party. Gathering.
Gathering.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So it was so awesome that one of our mates lost his phone. Can I just say that's a freaking classic story?
Yeah, I think he fell off in the bush somewhere. Into a shrub.
He was so unplugged from his phone
that he ended up losing the fucking thing.
But yeah, great night.
He didn't find it, so he was heartbroken.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've been talking about heartbroken.
Yeah.
This week, we had a lot of people that were very distraught with the internet or social media being down.
Yeah. What was it? Instagram.
Were you okay, babe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you okay? Are you sure, babe? Are you sure, Charlie?
Oh, for a minute there, I was, you know.
Come on, don't lie.
I was going to flip out.
Can I? Okay. So what was it? What day was it? It was on
Wednesday?
Thursday.
Yeah.
So mind you, I was at a ceremony that I could not have my phone with me. And after the ceremony, I received a text message.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, hi, babe, hi, Ponyo. It was straight up, what is happening to Instagram? Come on, you've got to
admit,
you did send me a message,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I had no idea what you're talking about because I didn't have my phone with me.
Yeah, I'm surprised you would usually ask me and complain to me.
That's true.
I can't look at my Instagram.
But it was funny because afterwards, once social media was up and running again,
yeah.
Reading, just looking at all the memes. one of my favorite memes when their social media platforms were down, they were able to learn a language. They were able to do their tax return. They were able to.
The world's productivity increased by 10%.
Hell yeah! I'm pretty sure work productivity increased on that day as well.
I just remember
somebody needs to do research about that. Come on. That's so cool.
Yeah, I just remember I was walking past the TV at work and it was saying Instagram and Facebook down, do not call emergency services.
And?
Because people were freaking calling 000 and utilizing the emergency services line to tell. Anyway, that's ridiculous. That is
pretty fucked up with society. To the point where you're calling 000 or 911 or wherever you are. That's pretty sad.
Instagram or Facebook are down. That just goes to show how crazy people are.
Wow.
Especially in this day and age with social media.
Definitely. Oh my
God. But I think we're on that. Yes. Because the World Wide Web turned a sprightly 30 years young this year.
Ooh, happy birthday to you.
Okay, stop singing. So I thought it'd be fun. I know we'll talk in a couple episodes back about social media. Yes. But maybe we should talk about it now.
Oh, yeah. You're my...
you can eat grapes and you can listen to me ramble on.
Yeah, you're my encyclopedia, wiki on.
Wiki. But, so the World Wide Web is different from the internet. I don't know if you know that.
What do you mean?
The World Wide Web is the infrastructure. Let's say it's called the infrastructure. Different and the from... internet is the content that's on it. Wide Web is the infrastructure, the cables and everything that goes into the internet.
Uh-huh.
And the internet is the pages and the content and all the rubbish that you see in it.
Oh.
Hmm.
Huh. Well, learn something new each day.
Okay. Keep eating your grapes and drinking your vodka. I guess a little bit of a history lesson and some background for everyone playing at home.
Mm-hmm.
Social media.
For 30 years ago, right?
No. But it was, I guess, for centuries it was like cave paintings and graffiti, and then it was writing letters and correspondence.
We had emojis back then. Think about it in all the histories, and I mind you, I'm not very good at this part.
You hate history.
Not that I don't hate history. It's just that's not my area. That's more of your area. You have to admit, all the artworks that's in caves, they're all images.
Yeah.
And when you really break it down, there's some form of emojis. Yeah. Well, come on, think about it, right? Yeah, see? So emojis started way, way, way long ago. Anyways, go on.
And then, 200 years ago, the telegraph was invented.
Mm-hmm.
100 years ago, it was the phone, TV and radio.
Oh my God, do you remember those phones? I remember those.
The dial phones.
I love them.
Yeah, they were cool.
Oh, yeah.
But the internet itself, fun facts, it was actually invented by DARPA, a US Department of Defense, a branch of the US Department of Defense. DARPA. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
I see.
So the internet was made by the government at the end of the day.
Surprise. Hi, government, if you're listening.
You fast forward to the 80s, and that's where you had, internet relay chats, IRC. IRC chats.
ICQ?
Yeah, ICQ was one of them, so that was big in the 90s.
I remember that. Dial-up.
Chatting up boys in the...
Oh, yeah. I remember. ICQ. Logging in and logging out so you can get their attention.
Yeah.
Oh, that was me. There was one guy logging in, logging out. I'm like, oh, please see me. Ponyo's online. Ponyo's offline. Ponyo's reconnecting. She's online again. Oh, my God.
But it's funny. So the first social media site popped up in 1997. It was called 6 Degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could upload a profile and make friends with other users. So
like Facebook.
Yeah, it was like the
first beginning.
The first one.
Yeah.
And so it was around that time that blogs and all that type of stuff sort of kicked off, and the rest is history. Everyone sort of knows how the rest of the story goes.
Mm-hmm.
If you cast your mind back to like the early 2000s, the internet, it was like...
Oh shit, that was 19 years ago. I keep thinking it was 9 years ago. I don't know why. Yeah.
But it's like social media started off as like a real, like you had MySpace and it was like an awesome place to connect with people.
Wasn't the like 2000, minded
people and.
Wasn't that when we had the Y2K?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 Yep, go
that
on.
That never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess, I don't know, when you look at it, there was like, trolls were only in like 4chan, or they were like isolated to their message boards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fear of missing it, FOMO, yes. Unrealistic body images, beauty standards and all that type of stuff were still in their infancy.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Celebrity culture and big business were still trying to figure out how to maximize the platform and to take it to full advantage of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, what, around 2006, 2007,
mm-hmm.
Facebook.
When did YouTube come around?
Around that time as well.
Yeah.
2007-ish,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that slapped us upside the head.
That changed everything.
Changed the world.
Yeah.
But I don't know about you, but I remember starting to see a shift in, right, what did I say, about 2014, 2015, mm-hmm. with like social media comments and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into like a real shit avalanche, a shit avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? They're like, you go onto YouTube and like the YouTube comment section, for example.
I love it.
Oh, how crazy is it?
Oh, it's like reading a novel. It's so good just scrolling through it.
It's like uninhibited. It's like the humanity's uninhibited platform for speech, and it becomes like a giant dumpster fire of flame wars of people. That's true. When you watch a funny video, usually the first couple of comments are really good.
Yeah.
But then as you sort of start to scroll down, and you get more deeper into the hundreds and hundreds of comments.
Yeah.
It becomes like a vortex of crazy.
Oh yeah.
Crazy.
It's vicious.
Hate speech and all types of nutters come out, and they, you can use the platform as their soapbox to
mm-hmm.
to vent.
Well, everyone's they're a critic now online.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the situation with the internet or the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Right?
But can you imagine like 1,000 years from now when they try to, you've got humans that will look back at human history and they'll mm-hmm. say, look, trying to decipher all this verbal diarrhea,
mm-hmm.
this written verbal diarrhea that we've been posting on our cat videos and
mm-hmm.
it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess it's a bit generalizing a bit. I mean, not all social media is bad. People use it for
marketing.
Yeah, that's and to change revolution, like to change governments and oppressive true. Systems and stuff like that.
That's true. Raising awareness for certain things. Yeah. Of course.
But then, you know, there's all types of, I guess, well, there's a flip side to that. People spend too much time on social media.
And that's what I was saying earlier about how it's so nice to have an unplug gathering where you see people who are constantly on the phone all the time. They're freaking lonely ass.
Yeah.
So all their friends, so-called friends, are online.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure they haven't even met three-quarters of these people.
Yeah.
These so-called followers. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just find it funny, like, the update syndrome. I mean, everyone's always trying to update.
Mm-hmm. Where they're at, what they're doing.
Yeah.
If they're doing number one, number two. Right? What yeah. they're eating. It's also a safety issue as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're posting that you're traveling overseas, it means that your house is empty.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're posting you're staying at this hotel, you're checking in this location.
Mm.
It's so easy for stalkers. You're basically opening the front door for these stalkers to come in, like welcome them in.
Yeah.
Come and get me, stalkers.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Or in your case, you just wake up in a room and there's a stranger in your room anyway.
Exactly. But then it also creates a new level of celebrities.
Yeah.
These so-called influencers.
Influencers.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about?
I know. Like, how do you...
What are they influencing?
How do you wake up in the morning and go, you know what? I have X amount of followers. Therefore, I have the power to influence people. Like, do you know what I mean? There's no certification. Like, you don't have to go to uni for this. You can just wake up and if you have X amount, that's it. You're qualified to be able to say whatever shit you want online.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah.
I think the main thing for me is that it's reduced the attention span of like an entire generation of people.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People have like the shortest attention spans.
Definitely.
They just want a 30-second video, 30-second hit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, dear listeners, this podcast is more than 30 seconds, so hang in there.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's worth it.
We're a bit dusty right now. Like,
we're still recovering, but hang in there. We really appreciate all your love and support, and yeah, appreciate you spending every weekend with us.
Yeah. I think, I'll just say one more thing. I think the evolution of technology has outpaced the development of the human soul, just to get a bit deep.
That's deep. Yeah. That's deep.
Yeah.
But do you...
Because, I mean, there's so much bullying, and, I mean, even just with what happened this week in Christchurch. Yes. I mean, the guy did it on social media. Like, he put it on social media.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's the power of social media. It's...
Why couldn't bloody social media have been down that day?
Yeah, I know, right?
Right. Yeah, God.
But, yeah. But, yeah, it's enough about me pissing and moaning about social media. It's like some old... I feel like some old person that
you are is complaining. Pretty old.
Social media...
Can you imagine what it'll be like in, I don't know, 20 years time? We'll be in our...
You'll be old.
You'll be old.
Oh, yes.
What?
No, what, they're using holograms and stuff, and I'll be
what do you call them?
Virtual VR glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine? We'll be like, how do you post, I don't know, a photo? They'll be like, you don't post a photo. You just think it and it automatically pop up on your feed. I'm like, ooh, damn. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you wouldn't have to wear your, what do you call these? Fitbits.
Mm.
You'll have a
tracker. You just have a tracker in the back of your neck or something.
Exactly.
Your computer will be augmented into your brain.
Exactly.
Gross.
I wouldn't mind that, actually.
Oh, yeah, me either.
I can't be bothered charging my Fitbit. I keep forgetting it as well.
But in other news,
yes,
what I really love about Australia this week,
Everything's great in Australia.
No, it's just
pretty lucky.
I'm pretty sure they do it in other countries as well. But like, if there's a police officer in a police car down the other end of the road, and you know people that are driving the other way, they flash their high beams at you to let you know that don't speed. There's a copper around the corner. A police officer around the corner. Yeah, that's pretty bad as
well. I get that, and I appreciate somebody giving me, you know, warning that, hey, the coppers are ahead. But at the same time, you really want to catch those assholes that are driving like maniacs.
Yeah. But still, it's just like one of the coolest things that you... Whenever you see it, you're like, you're a good egg. You got paid forward.
But apparently you can get a massive fine
if
you get caught.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Imagine you high beam somebody on the other side, and they're actually a copper on the other side.
You'll
get those undercover cops, the cars.
Yeah.
You're done. Karma.
But that's one of my favourite things about the human race.
Mm-hmm.
They still look good. People still look out for other people.
Not all the time.
But sometimes.
Not all the time.
Yeah, not
time. Especially when you're running for the lift and they're... Oh, and they close
the door. Yeah, I do that all the time.
What? You close it on other people?
I hit the close the door button down.
Oh, my gosh. Or they stand there and they don't do anything. And I wave my hand. You know, you wave your hand so it opens, hoping that the doors don't close on your bloody hand.
I remember reading somewhere that the close door button actually doesn't do anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It just gives people the thought that it actually closes the door, but
that's
it just does
interesting.
It.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I love hacks like that.
Okay.
What else is going on? You got any good good stories? Any good jokes?
Oh, I sure do. Jokes?
Yeah.
You? You mean who? You're always a joke to me, but anyway.
That's a good joke.
I do. Talking about the internet. We're talking about, 30 years old for the internet or the World Wide Web?
World Wide Web.
Okay, sorry. Happy birthday. Following on from that, this is the beauty about, I guess, the World Wide Web. You get to hear funny stories from around the world.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one's pretty awesome. Yeah. So a woman from China faked her own kidnapping and murder after finding out her boyfriend was poor. So she uses tactics so she did not have to end the relationship. What a coward, firstly. So she came up with this great plan of her being kidnapped and murdered.
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah.
How what funny a is that? Slacker. So she's 37 years old. She was arrested, of course, for fabricating her own kidnapping and murder at the hands of her ex-husband in order to avoid breaking up with her recent boyfriend because he was shit poor. So she learned that he lived a poor lifestyle when she was visiting him during New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So she created this master plan of being kidnapped and murdered.
That's one way to get out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously.
But her excuse, this is what she said.
Seriously.
The reason why she came up with this master plan, she feared that her boyfriend would not handle ending their relationship. So she was quite thoughtful at the same time, when you think about it, right?
Yeah, I guess.
She was like, you know what? I don't want to break his heart because she knows that he's an emotional creature and won't be able to cope. So to ease the pain, let me just kill myself. And that way I don't have to tell him that I am not here to break up with him. Like, how crazy is that?
That's pretty cool.
So dear listeners, or even you, Charlie,
what
have you done to get out of a scenario?
Oh, nothing like that.
I know, maybe, right?
Maybe I should.
Oh, and change your name?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll fake my death right now.
Just make sure you update your will before you do.
Massive insurance claim.
Yes, wait. I mean, to be honest with you, the only thing that...
Have you done any?
Well, not to this extreme.
Yeah.
The only thing I've done that was in high school that I can think of that's somewhat relevant to get out of a situation was constantly claiming that I had my period so I can get out of PE. I mean... Come on, girls.
Yeah, that's,
for all
that's
the
standard.
Listeners out there, come on, ladies. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, every chick's done that. It just... I
remember, but it's funny. It's like getting my period every single week.
Yeah.
Every like, single week. It was the same day on a Wednesday, PE in the arvo at 2:30.
Yeah.
Oh, miss, I've got my period. I can't play sports.
Oh, so you had a chick PE teacher. She didn't give a shit?
Miss Stanley.
She didn't give a shit?
Hello, like, whatever. Miss Stanley. Yeah,
she was like, whatever.
And it was an all-girls school as well. So she's like, yeah, it was standard. It was standard. But yeah, that's the only thing I could think of that I would had to fabricate to get out of a situation. Beside that, not that extreme compared to this lady.
Yeah.
I mean, even breaking up with somebody. Have you broken up with somebody that was quite extreme? I mean, this lady went, come on. She went the full length. To break up with somebody.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore. No, I mean, I wish I had. But, no, all my breakups have been
good.
Yeah, they remain friends.
Uh huh.
But then they just, you know, ease out of your life.
Yeah, of course. Well, they're an ex for a reason.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Kick them the bum out the door.
Mm-hmm. I'll be pulling her hair if I see her around. But yeah, dear listeners.
What about you though? You
breakups?
Yeah. You still friends with the exes?
Yeah. Like you. Just friendly. Just being friendly towards them.
Yeah.
But that's it. I don't see them.
Yeah.
I honestly believe if they're an ex, they're an ex for a reason.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it. But yeah, no crazy breakups or anything like that.
Oh.
But yeah. But dear listeners, if you have any crazy breakup stories or you've had any master plans that you wanted to get out of a situation, please let us know. Leave a comment and, hook us up. We would love to hear more about it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, how cool would that be? What else?
What else is going on? Do you about the story this week? A flight from Dubai.
Oh, I love it.
What a dropkick of a mother. You hear about this story?
Yeah, she, briefly. Go on, tell me about it.
It was a flight from Jeddah to Kuala Lumpur, and it had to turn back after the Saudi mother told cabin crew she had forgotten her baby in the boarding area of the terminal.
Mother of the Year award.
Yeah, round of a freaking applause. Like, seriously.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's not, the funny thing is, right, is like, you sitting on the plane, taxiing off and preparing for a good 15 minutes, 20 minutes. If not longer.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Don't you realise?
Where the hell was her head at?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, seriously?
Mm-hmm. Clearly up in the clouds. Get it? That was a good one, right?
Yeah, can't wait really.
To go for it. Has your mum ever left you somewhere?
Not left, but I remember when I was a kid, it was in Kmart.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm pretty sure all my mum
walked off. My mum walked off somewhere, and then I was pretty young.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find her.
Oh no, poor Charlie!
Started crying.
Poor Papa Charlie.
And I remember this lady found me and brought me to the customer service desk.
Yeah.
And they said my name over the loudspeaker. Then my mum had to come and get me from the service counter. And I had this toy. I can't remember what the toy was. It was a Transformers that I wanted to buy, and they were like. She was like, okay, we'll get the toy, come on. She was like heaps embarrassed.
Oh, poor little Charlie.
Yeah.
Were you crying?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That happened to me as well, but I think I was much older. And this is way before mobile phones.
Mm.
And same thing, I went out to customer service, couldn't find my mom.
Mm.
And they called her name over the loudspeaker. My mom, when she shopped, she doesn't pay attention to anybody.
Yeah.
So even though they were calling her name on loudspeaker, she completely ignored that. So I'm like, okay, fine, I have to go around and look for her. So that's what I did. But when I saw her, she's like, oh, I didn't know you were gone, Winnie. I'm like, thanks.
Thanks,
Hi.
Mom.
Hi, I'm your daughter. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, good to know that I'm still here. Yeah, that's a funny story. So, any mothers out there, have you left your baby somewhere? Oh my God, I hope not. I really hope not. But just to add to that story, the baby's okay, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the plane turned around and they picked up the baby.
Oh my God, that would be an expensive flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else, baby?
No, what
do
you mean?
Keep it short.
You tell me. Well, you get what's going on with your...
That's it. It's a Sunday. We're... recovering from yesterday. Okay, I have to admit, now that we're a lot older and wiser.
Speak for yourself, old lady.
Okay, I'll speak for myself. It takes so much more to recover from a crazy night.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
I mean, when we were young, you know, you can do shots, you can stay out all night and then go to work the next day and just go, yeah. Nothing, like nothing has happened, right?
Yeah.
But now,
yeah, it takes
honestly,
a couple. It takes a good day to recover.
A day? Oh man.
Well, mind you, but we were up till like late.
Well, you were. I was
4 o'clock. We were politicking about everything.
You see, that's the problem.
Donald Trump.
Everything.
Talking. Yeah. It was
So it takes a lot out of you just to recover.
Oh yeah.
So listeners, if you've got any. I guess any remedies of quick recovery, let us know. Do you have any? You sleep. You tend
sleep.
To sleep.
Water and sleep.
Yeah. Barocca.
Yeah.
Papa Barocca.
No, there's this one other story that just landed like a pile of shit.
You and your shit. Go on.
Five mums. They decided to
What is it with all these stories about mums?
They decided to make a porno.
Ooh, what do you mean? Wait, these five mums made a... They were in it?
Oh, well, I hope so.
Okay, keep going. Oh, my God.
No, but it's a show on Channel 4 in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
In such a creative title, Mums Make a Porno.
Oh, God. Okay.
So they... what does it say here? The mums, the women who have teenage kids, create their own sex video after being horrified by hardcore porn available online for free.
Oh, okay. Firstly, what the hell were they looking? Why were they looking at hardcore porn in the first place?
Ah, yeah. Well, it's mums.
Oh, doing a bit of research, I guess.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, research. I do research all the time. Sarah Louise, a mother of six in North Wales, was in tears after watching rape-based porn.
Oh my god!
So she was rubbing one out real good to some hectic material.
Oh dear, that's why she's got six kids.
Yeah, I know. She should close it a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so she's petrified. So blah blah blah. She's talking about if this is the first time I'd knew about sex, I'd be petrified.
So wait, so okay, these five mothers made a porn. So who's starring in these porn videos?
I don't know, them. I don't know. Who cares?
Oh, wow.
She's like, if my son treated a woman like that, I would kick his ass to kingdom come. Get it? Is that the title of the porno?
Oh, I love that. I
couldn't think of a worst movie to watch with your parents.
Oh my God. To be honest with you.
That,
okay, kids, that we're having movie night tonight. Let's get our popcorn.
What are we watching, Mum?
Oh, yeah. We're
watching Kingdom Come.
Yep, another award for the best mothers again.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Good on them.
No, that's good.
As long as there's it's an anal gangbang threesome.
Oh, God, babe. No.
With the mums.
No.
More ATMs, the better.
Anyways, on that note...
Yeah.
Let's just cut it there. We're going to maybe have some noodles.
I could do some more noodles.
Yes. Oh my god. Okay. that's a sign that we're wrapping up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm gonna go drink a shot of tequila.
That's your remedy? Okay. Do that.
Have a great week.
Take care. Look after each other.
Yeah.
We're thinking of you, Christchurch.
Yeah.
Be good.
Peace out. Bye.